Next, we have Jan Schwenaar, who, among other things, as we all know, is an important politician in the Czech Republic, or at least he has been.
I'm has been. That's right. That's right. Yeah. No. I'm a public person. No. So this course actually started after I ran, as Alan insinuates, after I ran for president in the Czech Republic, and I came back and. The polite way is to say barely lost, but that's okay. So what Susan Collins said, well, you know, you should teach a course on leadership. And I said, leadership? Yeah, I don't know anything about it. She says, well, you may know more about it than you realize. So the course was born. It's leadership and innovative policymaking. And I think what's really important is to connect the two in the sense that, yes, we want to understand what makes some people very effective in achieving goals, you know, what makes people become leaders. You should all, in some sense, become leaders in whatever you do. So that's part of the course, to go over, reflect, discuss, you know, what makes a really good leader, what makes a leader effective, in what circumstances will the leader be more effective or less. And then, on top of it, and I think that's important for us here in the policy school, what kind of policy approaches can there be that are different from the traditional ones that are more effective? So we will survey, you know, theories of leadership, look at what makes some leaders more effective, some less effective, and we will look at traditional policymaking, which is the more kind of top-down, be it at the central level, be it at the local level, and innovative approaches, nudging, you know, going in a way that's not so forceful, but perhaps very effective, okay? Look at policies where you go from outside of the box rather than inside the box. So we'll examine all sorts of different policymaking approaches and how it interacts with the person who is designing them, who is implementing them, namely the leader. Of course, the world is now global, so we'll have examples both from the US and from outside, and we will look at how different environments, economic environments, policy environments, political environments, in fact shape the effectiveness of a leader and how a leader may act differently in different types of environments. On the practical side, how we run it is it's a small, relatively small seminar. We meet twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The students are divided into groups of four, five students. There is a policy brief, which last time I haven't decided yet whether we'll do a similar setup. We evaluated the presidential election and looked forward in terms of strategy for leadership going forward. This was the Czech presidential election that I participated in. And then we also have a team project where the team, as I say, of four or five students, select a leader, and it's leader of their choice. I usually interact with them in the choice of it. And we the team examines what made the leader effective, what made the leader ineffective, to what extent it was personal characteristics, the background, education, and so on, to what extent it was the circumstances, the environment in which the leader was, and to what extent the leader, in fact, influenced the environment and vice versa. So, as I say, it's a course which is a discussion-type course. It's a seminar. We read the material in advance, and we discuss it in class. So it's highly interactive and involves both an individual and a group exercise where I provide the guidance, some technical expertise, and so on, and we generally together grow up towards a solution.